Hello, spiritual CEOs. What is up and welcome to the Spiritual CEO Podcast with your host, Jackie. I am a mother, a mentor, an author, a speaker, and a seven-figure spiritual CEO here to help women thrive in all areas of their life. If you are here, it's because you are ready to master your mindset and manifest your dreams so that you can build your business, grow your brand, and truly maximize your income and impact as a spiritual entrepreneur. Let's get started. Right, everybody, hello and welcome to today's episode slash mini training. We're going live on Facebook as well right now, really breaking down the exact how, who, what, how, and why of my business bringing in over $127,000 over the last 60 days after being in a complete void for most of 2023, for most of last year. So how did this happen? How did we get here? What the frick has happened? And why I'm sharing this so explicitly with you all today is because I really stand behind and stand by the truth of the meaning of this. If it can happen for me, it can happen for you. If I can do it, you can motherfucking do it. I am the mother of a 14-month-old. I have a very full and busy life, but this is something that has quote-unquote managed to happen, right? And so if I can do it, so can you. And I really share this as well because I feel like in the business building world, and give me like a yes or DM if this really resonates with you too, there really is this conversation around like, just the glitz and the glam and how easy it gets to be when you get to a certain point and how things are really great and da 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 and it's so easy and you can just do it all overnight. And you guys know me, I'm a big stand for really doing these things with transparency and actually talking about how difficult some of the journey almost always is to get to where you want to be. And in fact, that's where the exact magic lies. But I share this because I often feel that many of you guys might even do this right now, where you might be pedestaling a milestone. You might be pedestaling a moment. You might be pedestaling when my business gets to 10K months, when my business gets to 20K months, when I reach the $1 million mark, when my business gets to 100K months, whatever your milestone is that you're pedestaling, you've got this like set of assumptions that's going to come with that, right? Things are going to be so much easier. It's going to just flow. I'm going to be able to do it all in a way better way. I'm never going to be hit with doubt or scarcity or fear or overwhelm or questioning, right? And I'd love to know what for you is that number and really take a moment right now to reflect, because I can guarantee almost every single one of you is doing this, where you have this idea in this in your mind of like what the pedestal idea or moment or milestone is for you, that when you reach that magical point, all of your current challenges, your challenges in your mindset, your challenges in the frequency of what you're attracting into your life, challenges in other areas of your life, that they're all just going to like magically disappear. And I'm here to really share transparently that, you know, there's this saying of like new level, new devil or something, where like every single point of life that you reach often comes with its own challenges, right? And its own set of like, holy shit, what are we going to do here, right? And I really want you guys to know that for me, crossing the seven-figure mark was absolutely no different from what I've just shared there. Crossing the seven-figure mark happened for us in like January last year, so almost a year ago to date. And it was a moment that I'd been manifesting my entire life, or my entire business career, right? This magical moment of like, that's the big, that means I've made it, right? That means it's all a success. That means everything's great and glam and it's epic. And I'm like one of those people now, and I can say I'm a seven-figure business coach. And look, don't get it twisted. Don't get me wrong. I put in the motherfucking hard work, and I'm so proud of everything that I have done to get to this point, because nobody else did this, right? And this is something really important for you all to remember as well, is that right now, if you're waiting for somebody outside of you to come and save you, some other external circumstance to shift or change so that you can reach XYZ goal, it's never going to happen, right? You have got to be the one to drag your ass out of bed every motherfucking day, even when you don't feel like it, especially when you don't feel like it, and get it done, because nobody else in this world is coming to do that for you. Okay. Anyway, backtrack. Where were we? So I am so proud of all of the work that I've put in to get to this point, and there is like no taking any of that away. However, hitting seven figures for me collided with, or happened at the same time as, kind of becoming a new mum. I gave birth to my son in November of 2022, and thought I could just do it all. And I'm going to be super real and transparent and vulnerable with you guys in this conversation today. I really thought I could handle it all. I thought, no problem. Tom and I've got this. Like, my business is super flexible. I've built my business because it's flexible, so that it's flexible, so that I can take time whenever I need. And this is like going to be great. Like, we've got, like, obviously when you have challenges, whatever all new parents do, but like, it's fine. We've got it, right? It's going to be no problem at all. And I really did not expect, slash, I absolutely underestimated vastly and greatly the intensity of becoming a new mother. So I'm not even necessarily talking about work or anything. I'm talking about the radical identity shift that takes place from your old self to your new self. And any of you other mamas out there, you are sitting there going, holy shit, I get what she's saying. Right? You guys understand exactly what I mean here. And I radically and vastly underestimated the transformation that would happen within me, where I, previously to having a baby, would work all the time, like, not even like a woe is me time. Like, I fucking love what I do. Right? I literally love what I do. I'm obsessed with what I am doing. There is no questioning that whatsoever. My entire life, however, had become about what I was doing. Right. And so after having a baby, I was like really in this pattern of like, okay, when can I get back to work? I'm like, oh, I want to get back into things. Like, yay, I've had a baby and this is great and this is awesome and all the things, but I want to get back to work. I want to get back to work. And I did not take enough time off. I in hindsight, I went back to work way too freaking quickly. Right. I should have taken double, if not triple, the amount of time off. But I really was in the space where so much of what I had created within myself and my identity was around what I did for work and what I do in my business. And so having a baby, and I always say this to my clients now, sure, it's the birth of this brand new person and it's the birth of your beautiful baby, but it's actually also the death of yourself up until that point and everything you have ever motherfucking known. Because when you give birth to your baby, you die. And it takes time, and so much time and consistent effort, not even effort, but just recognition of rebuilding the mother, right? And I think this is actually a really big part of why we have so much postpartum depression in our world, something that I honestly, in hindsight, and I'm going to give you guys the story in a moment, really did actually battle with without even really recognizing it. And I think that so much of what we go through as mothers in this world, and you guys are sitting there going, what does this have to do with 127K? Like, tell us. But trust me, this all plays a part, and it's so important for you to hear that so much of why so many mothers struggle with postpartum depression is because we are not given the tools to cope with the death that happens internally. And every single centimeter of our focus is on our new baby. Right. And so what happened with me is I went back to work too quick. When I was at work, I was worrying about my baby. I wanted to be with him. Right. When I was with my baby, I was worrying about work. And I started to just like get really almost quite hopelessly in quite a negative space. I felt so overwhelmed, like I couldn't handle everything that was going on. And I started to hit burnout, and this crept in. This happened over a good couple of months. This probably was me for the first like maybe 4 to 5 months of last year. So I've just hit 7 figures, had a baby, life is great on the outside. And again, like things were great for sure. But internally, I was just starting to feel numb and I was starting to feel so overwhelmed. And even there were moments, and I'm not going to lie, like there were honestly moments where I was like, should I just give up? This is fucking hard. This is way too hard. It shouldn't be this hard. Maybe I just need to be like, and I even said to Tom once or twice, I was like, Jesus, like maybe I just need to be a normal person and just like get a job. And he was like, you're not getting a job, babe. We both know that. Like I validate your feelings and all the things, but we both know that's not happening, right? Like you're not that person. And it was such a wild experience because during this time, I really was recognizing that my old way of doing business, and this is how this whole story relates to 127Ks in 60 days, my whole way of doing business, every single part of it, no longer fit with who I was as a mother. And what started happening is my values as a mother were being crushed by my absolutely unfuckwithable level of determination in my business and in my career and in what I'm creating for me and my family. But what I didn't realize is that through all of this, I was actually crushing my values in motherhood, which for me made me, like I say, start to feel really crappy internally, emotionally. And I started really recognizing this disconnect in my life where I was starting to feel so burnt out in my business, trying to do all the things that I've always done, prior to having a baby in the same way. And not only did I like literally not have time anymore to do the same things that I used to do in the like way that I used to do them, but some of the things I was doing just didn't feel right for me anymore. And I think that this is such an important piece for any of you listening or watching right now, that if there's a part of your business that isn't feeling right anymore, that's for a motherfucking reason and you need to listen to that. That is God literally knocking on your door and saying, hey, this thing is out of alignment for whatever reason. This thing is out of, you know, whatever it is, out of, I don't know, I want to say like out of the groove with whatever it is that you are moving towards. This is part of an expired vision of you, of an old vision of you, and this now gets to move. Right? You now get to change this. But if you ignore that, like I did for quite a while, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. We all know that. We all know that God, universe, spirit continues to knock at our door until it's banging, until it knocks the goddamn door down so that we listen. Right? And so I had like quite a bit of a breakdown. I don't even know, probably like maybe somewhere in those first 4 or 5 months of the year. And I really recognized that I was not okay. And I said to Tom, this is the first time I'm saying this out loud. I said to him, I'm not okay. Like something needs to change. I can't keep doing this. I can't keep trying to uphold my motherhood values at the risk of like burning everything down in my business. I can't continue to try and create the same things I've done in my business while trying to really nurture and hold my motherhood values, because those were the strongest things and the things I wanted to be leading my life. But instead, the way I've always done business was leading my life. And I remember saying to him, like, I'm really not okay. Like, this is the first time I'm letting myself say this. And, you know, I cried and we spoke a lot and we really worked through a lot of things for me and really just got clear on what was happening. And one of the biggest and the boldest things that came through was that, first and foremost, like, I really needed a team, right? And prior to having a team, I kind of worked with like VAs and like, you know, like kind of half done it, but only ever one person at a time. And taking on an entire team seemed like a really big, scary thing. And guys, you've got to remember, this is also like, you know, the lead up to the book coming out. There was so much stuff happening last year. Last year was a massive year for me. And this stuff is so important to understand, because I think often, especially if we have reached a certain level of like success in our lives, it's really tempting and easy to be like, I don't want to change anything. I don't want to change anything because look at how good it's been, right? Look at what this has created. And anybody would look from the outside and go, girl, like, you know, your business is rolling in 7 figures. Like you are doing amazing. Like you get to live like a total freedom life. Everything's all good in the hood. You've got a book coming out. Like this is, everything's amazing. You've got people signing up things all the time. And like, yes, that's all true. And also I was dying inside because I was not actually in alignment with my true values. And so really once I allowed myself to see and to understand this, I made some radical motherfucking decisions for myself, for my business, for my family, for my life that have changed the trajectory of where I am now. And so you might look at this title of this and go, oh, well, you might see me talk on Instagram soon. I haven't actually gone on there and spoken about this yet, but you might see me talk about, oh, 127K in 60 days. That's fucking amazing. How? But you're only seeing the end result. This 127 is literally the end result of the decisions I made halfway through last year. I'm going to say that again, because I know there are so many people right now listening to this who see people talk on Instagram and think that's possible in like overnight, and it's fucking not. And when we say overnight, I don't literally mean overnight, right? I'm talking, let me put it this way. When you invest in personal development, if you invest in a mentor or a coach to support you in your business, for some reason, mentorship and coaching is the only kind of investment that so many people expect like a 30-day return on. Which other investment do you ever see, investment type, have a 30-day return? I literally can't think of one. Right? And so why I share that is because it's really important to understand that whenever we are doing big work in our lives and in our business, and we're changing things and we're moving through things and we're shifting things and we're realigning, the results may not be immediate. And to expect them to be immediate is literally digging yourself a grave, because then when they're not, you're going to feel even shitter about yourself and your results, and it's just going to get worse from there, and you're going to get into this like self-perpetuating cycle, which we don't want to be in. Right? And so why I share all of that is because, again, these decisions I made halfway through last year and the actions I took because of those decisions I made are only now having the result, right? And there have been a couple of big things in my business that have happened over these past few months as a result of the decisions I made, right? And it is my hope and desire and intention in sharing all of this with you guys that you don't let it get to the point where you have a breakdown, right? And I think breakdowns are healthy. Well, no, I don't think breakdowns are healthy. I think it's healthy to allow yourself to have them if you need them. And what happened for me is I was like, you guys know me, I'm obsessed with personal development. I'm the mindset fucking queen. I can mindset empower myself through absolutely anything that comes my way, right? And sometimes we can actually get too good at that we don't allow ourselves to actually see and recognize orange flags. There's things going on here that we need to change. Yeah, you guys get that? And so anyway, back to the spiel here. That's the backstory, right? That really got me into this like make or break space of, oh my God, things have got to change. So one of the first things I did is I started looking for a team. And this took me probably 2 months to really find the right people. And I went through so many different interviews with so many different people. And I finally landed in the most amazing team who are still by my side now. And I adore them. And that was really scary because having a team and actually bringing a proper team on board is a big investment, right? This is not like little numbers we're playing with. It is a big investment. And that's the first scary piece of it. The second scary piece is if you, like me, have been doing most of your business on your own and you were DIYing things, like giving up control and trusting other people to do things in a really great way that's going to represent you and your business impeccably can be really scary too. But the financial investment piece was a big thing for me because it's just the reality of growing your business, right? It's like, yes, you understand logically on the one hand, of course, you've got to do stuff like this. And just FYI, my team is not like super complicated. It's not like I've got hundreds of people. I think we're a team of like 4 now. And it doesn't need to be overcomplicated, but it still is in the recognition and the understanding that I didn't just go, okay, cool, let's hire a team, done. Like that was a lot for me to work through and understand that this is going to be a big chunk of what my business earns every month. And I had to find a place within myself and do the work and the healing around understanding that that's actually okay. And then trusting, right, that by doing that and making this big investment, monthly big investment, that it is going to work out even better than I could ever imagine. And that every single cent and dollar I'm spending on a team is going to come back tenfold. I had to do so much belief and trust work and nervous system regulation around that to really make that decision. And I'm so fucking grateful I did because yet again, here we are, months down the track, look at the results. Right. And so this really is to you to say that if you are in a place right now where you are sitting there going, you know, there's something you need to do, whether for you it's investing in a team or whether it's actually investing in mentorship and coaching and strategic support to get to you where you want to be in your business and in your life. And you're sitting there going, you know, logically it's a no-brainer, but in your emotional field right now, you're freaking out. I want to ask you, what can you trust in? What can you absolutely trust in? Because I know and you know that you can trust in yourself more than any motherfucking thing on this planet. And so why are you not already there? Why are you not already betting on yourself? When you bet on yourself and what you can do, that is the greatest investment you can possibly ever make. Ever. Ever, ever. And from that point, I made a couple of really key decisions in my life. First and foremost, after deciding to hire a team and, you know, going through the process and everything, during this time, the first thing that I did is I decided impeccably and truly what I wanted. And there were 3 main things for me. The first thing, because obviously when we're in a place of what we don't want, that's great clarity, right? So for me, the first thing I absolutely decided, no holds barred, non-negotiably was going to be part of my life, was that I wanted to work less, but make more. What does this mean? What do I mean by that? I wanted to work less hours. I was honestly probably pushing like 40 hours a week, right? And I got my own business for sure. And how many of you guys can relate to this, where you have your own business and you build your own business, but you just end up working at a job, right? Like there's no freedom because you're just working at a job. Okay, maybe I wasn't doing 40 hours. Maybe that's a bit an over-exaggeration. Maybe 35, I would say, ish. 30 to 35, right? And I decided, no, I want to work less, but I want to make more. And I want to make more time for myself and my family, most importantly. I want to make more impact. I want to be able to reach more people, but without sacrificing more of my own time because I was already pretty much at capacity, right? And of course, I wanted to make more money. So how can those 3 work together? That became my guiding light. The second big decision I made was to feel more fulfilled in my life as a whole. So not just my business, because I think really when you are someone as dedicated and devoted as I am, and as I'm sure many of you are, your business becomes your life. All you're thinking about is your business. Every single thing that you're doing, in the back of your mind, your business is running. And that is really healthy at the beginning, I think, to really support you in making sure that you have the dedication and the discipline, because I've seen so many women come across my desk who want the end result of the business, right? And the freedom that that will give in time, but they're not prepared and they're not disciplined enough to actually do the hustle, right? And actually do the work to get them there. And so I do think that a good dose of like being fully committed and blinkers on to your business in its growth phase, in its build phase, sorry, is actually really important and really healthy. But I also feel that when you reach a certain point, that needs to hold up a little bit. Right. And so I really recognized that all of my spare time, I was like, and again, this wasn't like a shitty thing. Again, I love what I do. So it was easy for me and it was fun and it was fulfilling in the business aspect. But I was just thinking about my business and my clients and what they're doing and how I can support them and all the things. Right. And so another big decision of mine was to ensure that I'm like actually taking those blinkers off and creating more of a fulfilled life as a whole. Right. And not just focusing on my business. And the third thing, obviously, was that I just wanted more time to write. So this kind of comes back to the first one. And of course, many of you know, I'm writing my second book right now, which is Limiting Beliefs and How to Lose Them. I'm also writing a novel. So there, and that's like my biggest thing right now. So I needed more time to do that, right? And so if we'll just kind of keep this on the business side of things for today. So we'll just go with that first one, which is I wanted to work less, but make more. How audacious is that, right? Can you imagine the audacity that a woman must have to say that's her fucking desire and that's what she wants? I want you to recognize right now what comes up in you when I say work less but make more. Is there a feeling of guilt? Because I had to work through this feeling of guilt. Is there a feeling of like naughtiness or like shame or like one thing that I had to really work through was this feeling of like ripping people off. I was like, oh my God, like if I'm working less, how can I deliver the same results that I'm delivering right now? My clients get fucking amazing results. Right, whether they're in one-to-one with me, whether they're in a mastermind, whether they're in biz school, my membership, even if you guys just come to my masterclasses, you know, I show the fuck up, right? I give you everything that you need to then take what you need and do with what you will. That I had this thing of like, shit, if I'm not working this much, how can I deliver the same results, right? And so I really had to work through that and understand that that is possible and the quality of my work does not need to be affected. Right. And in fact, the quality of my work can actually enhance because I am more fulfilled and I have more time for me and for my family and to do the things that really nourish me as a human so that I can be a better mentor and a better coach. And that really landed for me. So if we just use that as my guiding light, as our guiding light today in our conversation of working less but doing more, that's the first thing. Okay. I decided and I got really fucking clear on what I actually wanted. So if you're in a place right now when you're in the void of your business and things just don't feel like they're working, you're not sure. I remember having so many conversations with my mentor about this at the time of just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know who I'm speaking to anymore. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I don't even know who my ideal client is anymore. And I'm laughing at myself right now because I can just imagine how many of you guys, you know, you all follow me. You're all a part of my space. Are sitting there kind of feeling shocked. You would have had no idea that that's going on. But that's because, again, I'm a woman of discipline and I pull my shit together and I just suit up and I show up and I get the fucking shit done because it's important and consistency is like a non-negotiable. However, I remember having so many conversations with my mentor about just like feeling really overwhelmed in the noise, you know, on top of everything that was happening. I was also feeling, yeah, like really nervous about cancel culture. There was so much coming up for me about bullying of like, you know, the internet just being this open space where anybody can just like attack you for whatever reason. And I had to really work through a lot of that. And anyway, back to the part of it, which is when I was feeling that way, I was in the void. And I'm sure many of you guys can really recognize when you're in the void as well. And maybe that's some of you right now, right? So you've got to then ask yourself, okay, I know I don't want this. So what is it that I do actually want? And even if it's just one thing, maybe like for me, it's work less, but make more. Okay, cool. Let's start there. And I'm going to guide you guys through exactly how I did that. So I then asked myself, if I project out into the future and I'm working less, but I'm making more, if I'm working less, but I'm making more, who do I need to be? What is that version of me? Who is she? More specifically, what standards does she hold for herself and for her life? And for me, one of the biggest things came through, and even though this has nothing to do with business, it has everything to do with business because of how it made me feel. But one of the biggest things that came through for me when I asked myself that question, when I tuned into the version of myself that was doing less but making more, was actually around movement and exercise and health. And many of you guys know I already am, you know, very into health and fitness. It's a really important part of health and nutrition and fitness is a really important part of my life, right? but I knew I had to turn it up a notch. Becoming a new mom, I totally lost my morning ritual. My morning ritual had become 5 minutes. Like, that was it. Exercise workouts were like as sparse as they can be. And so I really dedicated myself. And okay, if that's what I needed, if that's the standard that that version of me had, right? I started getting up at 10 to 5 every single morning. And I've done that religiously for the last like 4 months. And gone for walks out at this beautiful place that really lights me up in the mornings so that I can get fueled and fired up by God and by nature and by connection with myself so that I can come back and serve at a level of a woman who can work less and make more. So you've got to ask yourself, whatever you want, that version of you who's already there in your business and in your income and in your finances and your wealth, who is she? Who is she being? And who do you then need to be in order to have that? What are your minimum standards that you have to have in your life to be that woman? For me, it's also a blowout, right? For me, it's also getting my nails done. For me, it's also putting myself together in a way that feels presentable. And to be honest, sometimes presentable is my Jurassic Park hoodie and sweatpants, right? But that's the vibe I'm feeling. So the first thing is to decide what you want. Secondly, is I asked myself who I needed to be. And I became her. I literally wrote down like probably 20 or 30 standards, new standards of my life, of that version of me. And I adhered to them. They became, again, my guiding light. Because your standards in your life reflect what you settle for, what you allow, what comes in, what comes out. Your standards are going to reflect what you're okay with and what you're not. And so you better make damn sure, you better bet your ass that they are high motherfucking standards. If you want a different life, if you want something different, if you want a different reality, right? Otherwise, you're just going to get the same thing. If you want to know what your standards are right now, look around your life. Look at your relationships. Look at your health. Look at your wealth. Look at the way you spend money. Look at the way you're in a relationship with money. Look at your habits. Look at how you show up online. Look at the business results you're getting. Look around your house. Those are your standards right now. Your life right now is reflecting your current standards to you, right? So I decided what I wanted. I figured out who I needed to be. And then this is the key and this is the big piece I want to focus on with you guys. What did she do differently? I asked myself. What did that version of me do differently? The version of me who was working less and making more. What did she actually physically do differently? And again, got out my pen and paper. And this is me literally journaling and brainstorming, you guys, right? This is not some fancy process that you need like, you know, multiple crystals for and all the things. Like, you can do this right now after this, okay? But this is what I asked myself. What did I do differently? What offers did I have? What was my offer suite? What were my prices? What was proximity to me like? What were my boundaries like? And I know proximity is like this thing that a lot of people like to tease and kind of like tear down of like high proximity, high prices. But what I've really realized after being a rebel in this industry and particularly choosing to be a rebel at some point over the last 12 months when I completely lowered my prices because I was like, fuck this. I don't want to be a part of an industry that I feel is just, you know, there's some like weird, wacky shit going on. I'm going to drop all my prices and anybody can work with me. And that was great. And it fully has allowed a lot of people to enter into my space. However, what I found is that I was suffering. My boundaries, my proximity, like my capacity is the word I'm looking for, was suffering. And I was at absolute capacity, right? And so proximity has to do with capacity. And so I had to look at, okay, what does she do differently in her proximity? And a lot fucking changed. And I'm going to tell you guys right now strategically how 127K happened because of that. Because of that. And again, I'm going to remind you here, this wasn't something I decided yesterday and have implemented and here we are. This was honestly, this entire process only probably kicked off in like July, maybe June, July, August last year of 2023. And it is now mid-Jan of 2024. So on the one hand, that's not a long time. You can do this. On the other hand, this is a motherfucking long time, right? It doesn't just happen overnight. So strategically, what I did to get to the place now where my business has just brought in 127K in less than 60 days is first and foremost, I looked at what I was already offering and I retired old offers that were no longer actually in alignment with me. I have like literally deleted hours, probably hundreds of hours worth of courses, of programs, of, you know, lives, of content, of all the things that just actually were not me anymore and actually did not align with the standard that I wanted to create, the standard of what a woman who works less but makes more actually has. But also things I just like didn't really resonate with anymore. And I know if you guys have been in your business for a long time, you probably have things that you feel that way about. So I retired old offers. Now, not only did this create a lot of space for me to get creative and create a lot of space to do other things in, but it also really allowed spaciousness for new ideas to come through of what new offers were going to be that did resonate and really relate to the level and standard that I want to create from that point forward. So what I did is I changed my entire business model. And this, to be honest, could be an entire training in itself, but changing my entire business model really allowed me to welcome in so much more money in so much less time, because I stopped going from what's called live launching. Live launching is when you have like open and close, like, okay, this month we're launching this program and then we're not going to launch for another 6 weeks. And then in 2 months time, we're going to launch this other thing. And it's kind of like where you have open and close, right? So many of you guys right now, that might be your business model. And that's cool. If that works for you, pride to you, sister, right? I did that for like 5-6 years of my business. But what I recognized is that that was actually just really motherfucking stressful for me. And I didn't want to do that anymore. So I changed my entire business model to now do daily selling. You guys see me. And I'm going to hands down say, and this might piss you off, and probably only because you've got some shit to work out with your relationships to sales. You know what I'm talking about. But selling every day, hands down, I believe is a crucial non-negotiable part of a seven-figure business. I really do think, feel, and believe that if you want a seven or multi-seven-figure business, coaching, personal development business, whatever it is in your life, you need to sell daily. McDonald's doesn't just sell once every motherfucking 6 weeks. McDonald's doesn't just sell, you know, for a week out of a month. They sell every single day. Every single big brand that you can think of sells every single day. So why are you not any different? Start treating your company like a motherfucking company, guys, right? So I changed my entire business model. Now I sell daily. I sell something every single day. We might have a different focus each week. We might have a different focus each month. But every single day I am selling, which means every single day I am being paid. Let me say that again. I am selling every single day, which means every single day I am being paid. That was also a desire of mine. As specifically so maybe 3 months ago, this really came into my orbit. Of I want to play in the energy of what it really feels like to be paid every single day. I want to play in the energy of what it feels like to be paid while I sleep, to wake up with payment notifications, right? What used to feel like just a marketing thing that people say is literally my life now. I wake up and I'm paid. I feel what it feels like, whether it is a $55 sale or a $5,000 sale. Every fucking day. But that only happens because I sell every day. That only happens because I sell every day. Right? So I changed my entire business model. I created a fluid offer suite that focused on client retention. So what this means is a fluid offer suite is something in my business, what I've really changed and what we've shifted into is where you can upsell, you can cross sell, people can come in at any point whatsoever and work with you. I have women, literally just two women in the last 48 hours have found me and signed up to work with me overnight. I've had multiple others just in the last 48 hours inquire about working with me too. And why this is really helpful and why this has changed my entire business model is because strategically, right, if we think about what I've launched over these last few months, it's been masterclasses with mini programs, masterclasses, mini programs, masterclasses, mini programs, alongside all of my other stuff that's already going. And so what this has done is it's really invited women who are new into my space, or maybe women who have been in my space for a long time but wanted to dip their toe in before going all in with me to do just that. I've had women who sign up for masterclasses and then sure, enroll into the mini program that follows that. That's a natural next step for them. I have women come to the masterclasses and then invest in a really high proximity container with me too. So again, whether it's a $55 sale, a $200 sale, a $2,000 sale, a $5,000 sale, a $22,000 sale, I am celebrating every single one of those payments because it means I'm being paid every fucking day, right? And many of these, when they come in on payment plans as well, this then creates cash stacking, which in itself is a whole nother training actually around reoccurring income. But this has been such a beneficial part, changing my business model, retiring old offers, changing my business model completely. Was it scary? Hello, fucking yes it was. To burn everything or mostly everything that I've always done and what's always worked, of course it was scary. It was terrifying, in fact, especially as a new mother right? I could have just sat in that and just put my head down and gone, well, it's going to change sometime. It's just a season. It'll pass. Or I could have woken up and remembered I'm the motherfucking one who changes it. I'm the one in control of my life. I'm the one in control of my destiny, right? And I'm so glad that I did, because look at the results that has had, right? So I retired old offers, changed my entire business model. I created a fluid offer suite, which means I have everything from $55 masterclasses all the way through to $22,000 private coaching and everything in between. Masterminds, mini programs, courses, self-study things, you name it, I've got it, right? And this has been such a huge part of creating these high income moments in my business and starting to consistently create these really high income numbers. And I don't share this to be like, yay, look at me, I'm so great. I share this because we need to fucking normalize this. We need to normalize the struggle as much as we need to normalize the success, right? And this can only happen if we start talking about it. The last thing that I did, or not really the last thing, I did a shit ton more than this, but the last thing I'm going to talk about today is I elevated everything within my business. I elevated my branding. I elevated my content. I elevated the way I show up. I elevated the way that I dress. I elevated the way that I did my messaging. I elevated my offers. I elevated my prices. You're damn right I have raised my prices. I have been doing this for 7 motherfucking years. I have helped thousands of women around the world grow and build their businesses and help the women behind those businesses thrive. You're damn right I've raised my prices, right? I've changed my prices to reflect all of the growth that we have all had together. And this isn't to say that they're now inaccessible. They absolutely aren't. But I very happily have changed my one-to-one prices as well as a couple of my other high proximity spaces, because I have learned the hard way, the lesson of having too much proximity for everyone. And so there is an offer across every single part of my business where people can find me and jump into, no matter what their budget is, no matter where they're at in their business, whether they're just starting out or they're a stalwart like I am. There is a place where they can have support. And one of the biggest places that this is going to be going down is, of course, in my brand new mastermind, my 12-month long experience, Momentum, where we are going to normalize conversations around bringing in 127K in 60 days, where we are going to normalize really big money, where we are going to normalize really big wins, where we're going to normalize really big motherfucking work. Momentum is a 12-month mastermind and mentorship experience with me, where we have weekly coaching calls and you get access to all of my 7-figure strategy, 7-figure sales strategy, 7-figure content strategy, 7 figures marketing and promotion, 7-figure client attraction, 7-figure wealth, embodiment, and identity work, 7-figure everything. Momentum is a home for you for 12 months and you get all access to every single program, masterclass, offer, everything that I put out. And we get online business retreat days as well as in-person VIP days right here. You would be bonkers to not get into this, especially right now. It is on its early bird price. It has just been launched today. There have already been women signing up behind the scenes. They're already the most incredible woman in this space and in this container with me. And right now it is on an early bird, super epic, radically, amazingly discounted rate to jump in the early bird rate. We officially get started on the 12th of February. And you would be absolutely mad not to get in there. If you were sitting there going, you know that your business is worthy and deserving and able to hit the 7-figure space and greater, get your butt into Momentum. So right now, message me, Momentum, if you want to be a part of this. I'm going to be breaking down so much more of all of my strategies, the exact how-tos, the exact steps, so that you can apply what feels good and works good for you too into your business and into your life. And together, we can move your business into the 7-figure space. So if you are motherfucking ready, message me, Momentum, right now, and I will give you access to that super special rate. This price is going to go up on the 1st of February. Do not miss this. If you have been looking for your home for the next 12 months, a place that you can truly land in, where we're going to work on all things strategy, mindset, and energy to create yourself and your business into the 7-figure business and brand that you know that it is here to be, and create yourself into the 7-figure spiritual CEO that you are here to be, get your butt in the door. Move those feet, ladies. Let's go. All right, beautiful people. Thank you so much for being here today. It has been such a blessing to be in your ear holes. I absolutely love and adore you all so much, and I will see you all soon. Bye. And that's a wrap. If you loved today's episode, you will adore the Spiritual CEO Club, which is my monthly membership for entrepreneurial women in business who want to learn the practical step-by-step strategy and the mindset of what it really takes to grow a high-level, high-impact, high-income business that truly transforms the world. We break down everything. So if you've ever wanted to know how to build your business, grow your brand, and maximize your income and impact as a spiritual entrepreneur at a rate your business can actually afford right now, then this is for you. Simply send us a DM that says membership and we will get the info to you.